Thank you, Sharky. I'm John Elliott, only on Craig & Company.
7:35 on Craig & Company. I wanted to mention, a lot of people listening do not know this, probably don't realize this, because he mentioned it at 5:30 in the morning when nobody was listening.
Yes.
But John Elliott is retiring this year.
Oh, don't say that, because that makes it official.
Well, he announced it.
I know.
Yes,
but
I am retiring this summer.
I was trying to avoid talking about it because I didn't want it to be real.
You've had a hell of a run. In fact, you started 4 years before I did?
Yeah, 1976.
1976.
Holy smokes.
4 years before I started.
Or 5 years.
Yeah, 5 years.
5 years before you.
I started in 81.
Right.
He was here dealing with these numbskulls.
He started in 1881.
Yeah, that's
correct.
Right. What an incredible run.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
42 years.
Aww.
Yeah. I'd also like to say,
I know that, there's a reason you're bringing this up, right?
That Craig & Company is going to continue with Christine and myself.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And obviously, you know, we got to find someone to fill John's shoes.
What is this, an open casting call?
Yes. There's only two prerequisites. Okay? This is all you have to apply for the job. If you ever wanted to do news on this show,
here we go.
This is your chance, all right? You have to have more hair than I have. and you should not know a damn thing about wine. Those are the only two requisites.
That really hurts.
If you have that, And people over 60 need not apply.
Wait a minute.
If you have that.
That's discrimination
Just kidding.
Three different fronts.
Listen.
Are you going to say anything about, you know, what he's done on this morning show?
Or good luck?
Or good luck?
Not now. You're going to get a roll of toilet paper with a shoelace tied around it as your diploma when you leave?
Longest running news anchor in Connecticut history?
I'll tell you what, John, you check all the boxes.
You are listening to Craig & Company. Only on 96.5 TIC.